The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Broadcasting
from the
worldwide web,
it's
Big Fat Winners Radio.
I love it. That's a long intro. Money. What's up?
We made it.
Tuesday. Yeah, we did make it. Hey, I like your shirt.
I thought you might.
I like the black one better, though. So his wife has a black one. Sitting here on a Tuesday night, August 31st, crazy, 48 hours from this very second, Ohio State will be probably halftime going into the third quarter, for reals. NC State will be mid-third quarter. It's just a slew of other games, mid-third, some probably into the fourth. Oh, yeah, Big Fat Winner sitting across from the edge. He's got his new Big Fat Winner T-shirt on.
Love it.
Money. I want a black one, though. I'm out on the red.
Well, I love the footballs.
Oh, I love them.
You know what time it is.
Yeah,
football season. Love it.
So, yeah, big show. We're going to start off. We're just going to roll into it tonight because there's so many games to go over. We got week one in the NFL. It's literally 9 days away with Dallas. They cut both their quarterbacks that you talked about.
Kept the good
one. You were right on the money on that one, keeping Cooper Rush.
Love him.
Anything over the weekend?
Oh, yeah. Five minutes after my boy picks J.K. Dobbins in our draft, a live draft, you know.
Oh, unbelievable.
I'm in my hometown in Maryland. We're doing the draft, having a good time. 5 minutes after he picks J.K. Dobbins, it comes across the wire. Oh, he's down on the ground. Oh, doesn't look good. Trainers. Oh, 5 minutes later. Oh, getting the MRI. 5 minutes after that, yep, ACL torn. And we're just like, wow, I feel so bad. And then I'm like, this is why you don't do your drafts until the week, like literally the week before.
Harbaugh was defending having him in there.
Mm-hmm.
He only played 23 snaps in the preseason or something crazy.
Why play one?
Well, I'll be honest, this year I was 100% wrong on one thing that I said early, like 3 weeks ago. I said, because of the 17-game schedule, they're just not going to play starters, these coaches. And damn if – I mean, the other night the Bills came out, played their starters like the whole first half, just rolled the Packers. Tom Brady played a bunch against the Texans early, and so did the starters. So last year, a lot of them didn't do that what they did this year. So I was wrong on that, but it is what it is. Now we're live bullets, baby. What about Saturday? What did you think? You had five games. I didn't think. I mean, 4-1 on the favorites. 4-1, not a surprise. The only favorite that didn't cover was who? Poo Poo Nebraska. Our show last week, as far as what we called and what we thought, we were as much on the money as we've been in, and maybe ever. We said San Jose State would roll. You called the UCLA game to perfection, although the quarterback did not look good. He just didn't need to. I'm just saying,
right.
10 for 21, missed some open guys. Going to have to be better as they go on
because for sure.
They have a chance. They have a chance to be good.
Or
they'll be fraudulent. But I'm just saying, they have a chance. That defense at time looked real.
Well, I just think
Hawaii, but
you can say UCLA is going to score 50 on that, but when you break it down the way that we did, you know, I just think we're
right.
The best.
No, you were right. It wasn't even the best.
Well, and why? But why though? It wasn't even close because it's not in Hawaii. It's not the second game of the year. It's not the fifth game of the year. It's the first game of the year. There's no way UCLA was going to be sleeping in any way. You know, mom and dad are in the stands. It's, you know, first game. I mean, there was just no way that they didn't show up for that. Whether they're good or bad this year, who knows? I think they're going to be better than last year. I think they're going to be maybe surprise some people.
I think they're going to be better. What people don't realize is, and I didn't even realize this either, last year they lost five games in which they scored 35 or more. Think about that. When you lose, and one of them, weren't they up at, was that the game last year? I think, I want to say it was like they were up, weren't they up 60-something to 30-something and lost the game or something?
I was against Washington State.
It was against Washington State. I don't know if it was, I think it was last year, but either way.
It was definitely last year, or 2019.
Because I was getting tweets.
2019.
Oh, was it 2019?
Yep, 67-63. They ended up winning, though.
Oh, they did.
Washington State, I think, that had the lead.
Or maybe it was Washington State. Either way.
Yeah.
Either way, last year they scored 35 points, like I said, five times or something.
Oh, yeah, Washington State had the lead. That's what I thought. And they UCLA was the ones that came storming back.
Crazy.
They gave up 35 in the first half, another 14 right out the right.
Well,
out
it was an unbelievable game when I was watching that. I just think they have a chance to be better. Nebraska was as fraudulent as we thought. What? The biggest disappointment for me with Scott Frost isn't the fact that his team wasn't ready, isn't the fact that you lost to a backup quarterback. It's the fact that I just think, and it's not just him, it's across the board with a lot of coaches in college football. A lot of these coaches, they do really well, you know, just same with Fleck at Minnesota, row, row, row your boat, right? They dominate at these smaller programs. And then you step up in competition and it gets real. Like, when you're Scott Frost and you're playing UCF and you are rolling it, and yeah, I know they beat Auburn or whatever. I think that was his last year. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe he was already gone. But I know they beat some teams and they were good, and that's great. But when you step up to the Big Ten, what I'm most surprised at, because they really botched the Luke McCaffrey deal when he came in, but what I'm most surprised at is that Adrian Martinez is the best, with as offensive-minded as that guy is.
Oh, you couldn't have a better
best, idea. That's the best you could –
For
4 years, and he's actually gotten worse every year.
Yeah, and I just think
I thought he was more of a quarterback coach, kind of a guru.
Exactly. I don't think the kid's the problem. I don't think you have a better. He was a really good prospect coming out of high school, and he's had him for 4 years. I mean, I don't think you could find a better prospect. I think he's just not a good coach. And the biggest thing,
I agree.
Here's what surprises me is that Nebraska, whether they win or lose, has a terrible offensive line. That's surprising. And like me and you talked about, either Illinois has just an unbelievable defensive line, or you're going to continue to see Nebraska lose badly, and he's going to get fired in the middle of the season. Because if that offensive line, because see, to me, it's hard to get better as the year goes on at offensive line. You are what you are,
especially when you have all summer.
Right.
To me, week one's a big deal in college football. You have all summer, and that's the game you prepare for, unless it's a cupcake. Like, Ohio State's not worried about Oregon in week two yet. That ain't a look ahead. They're preparing. No. I mean, Minnesota's got 18 guys back, one of the most underrated running backs in the country, definitely the most underrated in the Big Ten, probably.
You love Morgan. You know your boy Morgan.
I don't love him. I just think they got 10 guys back on offense. And I know that you're going to – because we have to actually give three plays this week for the opening of the not just the contest, but just our plays. Like, we are 2-0 on the year. And I am going to count that in our personal record for the podcast.
Oh,
but
contest season, the guys that who are watching who got the season pass got 2-0 too.
That's what I mean. I'm saying, but the contest with notebook wagering starts this week. But I'm saying we're 2-0 to start the year. So let's see what let's
and
see.
And I hope a guy chirped us from there, and I get them mixed up, but I love them all. And
you don't,
what it is.
You don't. I told them that you're just impossible to deal with, so they don't need to worry about it.
I like dealing with all of them. You know that. I just can't remember. It
was Matty Nails, and he handled it real well. He handled it like old Skip.
I didn't know how to, I didn't interpret
you,
his text.
You go at people hard, because if people challenge you on your picks, you get very salty. Trust
me,
people.
That's not true.
He gets die.
Challenge me in what way?
Because all he said was, hey, I cashed Jake Paul ticket. He wasn't saying you're a loser.
Now
for
I got to pull it up. Now, so when you comment on a guy, so when a guy gives out picks, when a guy wears a shirt that says big fat winners, right?
Like you're doing.
And he gives out a pick for free, just out in the air, and says it is an L-O-C-K. Right. And it loses. Now, not before, after it loses, you go in and say, hey, I really, and that's what the thing I didn't know is how he was saying it, but it was pretty much.
It might have been, but because I don't think he gives. I don't know, Maddie. I only talked to him, but it doesn't really matter how they were.
Then I scroll down his little page, see $10 on blah blah blah.
I know you get whatever. And but here's the thing:
I lose a real thousand, and you know sometimes I just like guys. When I go through Twitter, I like guys like me who will be like, "Yeah, I'm a loser. I lost that one, but you know what? I fucking rolled it."
So no one's better. You know who the best in the world at that is, at admitting their losses? You're looking at him, baby. I don't cover up. I don't.
I'm not.
I will say I lose, lose, but I'm still the greatest.
You're always taking shots at me, saying I don't like people coming at me. I don't like people coming at me because
I used
to do it beforehand and give me reasons and stuff. I don't want to. You know, when you listen to these other guys,
used to be you.
A lot of these other guys, they who just do the contrarian bit where they just go opposite. Well, dude, you're going to be right 50% of the time, roughly, on that. Everybody's going to be right roughly 50%, just flipping a coin. It's a matter of are you good enough to get to that 54, 55, 56 up and above? I mean,
I don't know. I just like to give you a hard time because I mean, the first few years on social media, it kept me awake at night. Now I really
keep me awake. I just there can't be all pats on the ass. Right. You want me to just pat you on the ass every day? Who wants to watch that? I don't want to watch that. The show you originated from, where Skippy is known from, right? The Junkies in DC. What do they used to be great at? They wouldn't tap each other on the ass all show. They would joan. They would argue. They would talk sports the way it's supposed to be talked. I'm never attacking anybody personally. I'm just simply saying you pick losers.
Pick losers. So, back to Nebraska, I think he will be – he's obviously on the hot seat. They're going to have a brutal year. San Jose State looked good. I thought they looked really good. I think Starkel will make some mistakes this year, but offensively and defensively, you're going to find out a lot more about San Jose State this week because they're catching 15 at USC. Might be up to 16 by now. Hard – I mean, that was a winner, but it's hard to – I mean, they were up so big at halftime, they pulled all the guys. UConn might – let me tell you something. Let me tell you another team. This UConn team.
We already know.
They are no. If you didn't watch it, you don't understand. They are more putrid than you. They are so much dog poo. I can't believe what Etzel's doing up there with that whole
crew.
What
was the one game? I went down every game last week at the end. I think it was the very end. What was that last game? I did miss that one. So out of every football game, I'm whatever and one. I think it was 4-1, whatever. What was that last game we forced I forced a pick on just to throw it out? It was a 10-point spread. I took the points. They got hammered.
You're talking about that happened this weekend? There were only five. There were five games.
And I went 4-1.
There were Illinois, Nebraska, then Connecticut.
Winner.
Oh, you took New Mexico State.
That's right.
Plus
getting the points, got hammered.
Which again, the two of the worst teams that we will ever see play this year played on Saturday. They are so UConn, especially, literally couldn't move the ball at all on Fresno, and they will get hammered all year.
Same
Remember
thing
that.
As Nebraska, though. It starts at the offensive line, terrible. Hey, if you're Nebraska, and then we'll get into San Jose State because I talked about last week. I really like betting on them even more the second week to get hounded by USC, because to me a lot of the reasons UCLA rolled and we like some of these other week one teams, like you said, USC's got to come out and be the USC on defense they're supposed to be finally, because their offense has been good at times. They
18 guys back on their starters, or 17 guys back, 8 or 9 on offense, 7 or 8 on defense.
What do you do if you're Nebraska, though?
If you're Nebraska, the only reason they're giving — remember, Frost won the national title there. He was the quarterback in the 90s to win the title.
You going
to
stick with them or get rid of them?
No, I'm going to get –
And then
gonna,
do what?
I'm going
to – I want details. Because to me, I know you're going to hire – who you going to hire?
Well
– what type of guy? Not the actual guy.
I'm going to hire more of a Bo Pelini guy who actually won games there and was an asshole.
But I mean, price wise, because to me, if I'm Nebraska, the reason they're even considering not cutting bait at this point is because of the financial.
Of course,
thing.
They paid him a shitload.
And to me, I say I'm going to cut him, and I'm going to I'd honestly take the next guy in line and say, hey, you want an extra whatever 500K, whatever it is,
right?
To be the head coach right now? Oh, you don't? Okay, I'd go to the third guy.
Do you know what the problem?
And the first guy that took it, I'd roll it for the rest of this year just to say, hey, if we're going to beat Nebraska, it's game one. You shit the bed. You're out. We're done.
You know what the problem is? The game of football has changed. And the state – I would love to see the youth of Nebraska football and even some of the high schools in Nebraska – and just see, like, the game of football has changed. And Nebraska just they don't change with the game. They don't get the athletes there that they did back in the day. They don't get the same defensive guys.
Well,
I mean, they just don't.
We've seen a team like, I'll give you like a Bielema. Love Brett Bielema, what he did at Wisconsin in particular. Is
overrated coach.
You can still play that way, though. He produced multiple all-pro NFL linemen at offense. You know, Iowa's a great example.
Oh, yep, they are. I mean, that's right. That's Nebraska.
You can still win that way,
brother. Yep.
But the problem is they don't.
Well, they don't because they've gone in. Like I said, the last coach there that won any kind of, and there was a couple before him that didn't win either, was Pelini. Now, he was an absolute animal, and him winning 9 and 10 games wasn't good enough for them, so they got rid of him. And who knows? I just think they're a program. I think Nebraska's finished. I think Michigan is a has-been. I think a lot of these big-time schools, they're has-beens. Who are the four playoff teams going to be? Who are the four playoff teams? Probably.
You're going to say
Oklahoma, Ohio State, Alabama. Well, okay, maybe there'll be one other different, but it's kind of the way college football is today. Like, Alabama's just going to be really – well. Okay, but it's not going to change this year.
I think every year it's going to change more and more with the money that's spread around.
But not going to hit us too much this year.
No.
So before we get into the college lines for the weekend, what about – I mean, we got to talk a little NFL. What are your thoughts? I mean, I don't even think it's a big deal. It was like the news of the day for some reason that Cam Newton got cut. Who cares? Why is that even news? You thought it was a big deal. You're like, did you see what you said?
I think it is. Well, they paid him a lot of money. They made it.
He's a horrible quarterback. Horrible.
If you look at all his stats and everything preseason, he wasn't terrible preseason. He was an MVP winner. He was a guy I loved in college. He was a guy.
One good NFL
I was even
season.
Around. I was all in on him being the first pick. Do you know what the odds were back in the day for him to be the first pick as the season? They didn't jump as much as you think, even after he won the Heisman. He came out of nowhere to be the number one pick. That was crazy.
And it's because the people that picked the number one pick didn't know what they were doing because he's not a number one pick.
Took him to the Super Bowl.
Right.
He was definitely number one pick.
Got
Are
out.
You insane? So he was horrible. So he's a bust?
Oh, absolutely. Horrible
Are you
quarterback.
Insane?
One or You're two insane. Good years max. He would never be on my team
you
ever
are
in a million years. Ever. You don't know why? Because he's an me guy. He's self-centered. He does his little Superman nonsense. He can't throw his way. There's no chance I wasn't more accurate at him as a high schooler than he is a pro. I'm just saying.
His
throwing motion's bad. His attitude's bad. And guess what? He's a dum-dum on top of everything else. He ain't real smart. I'm just going to tell you that.
MVP.
That's great. And that was that was an anomaly for him. I'm just telling you, everyone got all psyched about him all those years. He wasn't a great passer in key situations in most of his career. Now,
listen,
I don't really
all want- the guys that say Cam Newton, I'm not disputing that he sucks now, but most of you guys didn't like when he was good before.
I liked him then. And I just didn't think he was a great quarterback.
Well, was he great in 2015?
Yes.
Okay. And in 2016, would you have wanted him then? Of course.
Yep. But after that, he's been out. He's been a non-factor for 5 years, I guess, is my point. And he keeps being brought up like it's some kind of
surprise.
Where
would be the
like,
number one team you want him to go, though? See, this is where I think you've lost your mind.
Right, and this is why when
is
people
no-brainer.
Hear you say this,
gonna, okay.
People will hear you say it, and you should take a poll on it and see how many people take.
I'll give it. They can sit on a poll, and I'm right. It's not going to happen.
Yeah,
so there's no right,
right
or wrong, right?
Do it right now. The poll while we're on the show. And
I don't
see how many.
Most of the same
people.
Guys use the term Scam Newton, and it ain't because he's been washed up. Why it is.
You think he wants to go to the Reds? You think he should go to the Redskins?
Oh, hell yeah.
Because
but
you
Rivera
think
– and them aren't smart enough. Now, Rivera coached
Oh,
him
my
before.
Gosh.
Why would he not go there?
You don't think that Fitzpatrick is going to have I say Fitzpatrick and the Redskins have a great year this year.
Let's type it.
Maybe not week one.
All right. Let's say he gets hurt.
Oh,
see, this is where I'm developing as I get older and smarter. I look at life and I say, if I'm the GM, if I'm the owner, if I'm the coach,
give me Taylor Heinicke over Cam Newton.
So right you now. Think that the All headline, day. So the headline in February would read, now hear me out. The headline in February, likely, more likely, Heinicke wins Super Bowl with the Redskins or Cam Newton wins Super Bowl with the
Heinicke.
Redskins. No chance.
I'm just saying.
There's literally no chance.
It's not even possible.
It would be his first year.
We'll have a winning record ever again.
Yeah, but think about it. To come to
ever.
So Heinicke's Tom Brady?
No. I just think Cam Newton's that bad as an actual quarterback now. Because what was his biggest asset for all the years? What was his number one asset that he does not have anymore?
He ran well last year. He had 12 touchdowns last year.
No. That's not.
You need to get the edge. I'm telling you. He had 12 touchdowns rushing last year.
Dude, what I'm saying is, and half of them were probably inside the 2-yard line. What I'm saying is, he doesn't have the same. Like when he was young, he was a monster. You couldn't tackle him.
But he's still an offensive weapon, though.
No, he's not going to go to the Redskins, but maybe he will.
What do you do if you're the Redskins and it's third and goal from the one? You feel? I'm being serious. Talk to me for a second.
Give it to Patterson, the rookie. Behind that big old line.
That's not a bad idea. That's not
that kid's that kid.
Is he even going to be active on the roster, though?
I sure hope so, because he's nothing but a gamer, dude. Everyone doubts his whole career.
I'm not
saying he's not. High school, everything. Money.
I just love Cam back there in those situations. If you just think Cam isn't an added offensive weapon to the Redskins, you're an idiot. Of course he is. Over Heinicke?
We'll see.
Because you can't sub in Heinicke. You know, if Fitzpatrick, remember, Fitzpatrick's never been good 16 games in
you
one
might
season.
Actually be right because Rivera coached him and they might pick him up. I'm not saying it's
and
a good
Kurt
move.
Samuels there. Could you imagine the Wildcat package? Samuels running the jet sweep. You got Gibson in the backfield with Cam or whatever.
But someone's got, I believe Cam went to
where
Belichick.
Else is he really
because
matter? You know, Cam wants to, you know, he wants to get stiff. He wants to be, I'm helping the team. I'm the guy. Where else is he really going to help a team, right? Where else is he going to actually help a team maybe get to the playoffs, win something substantial? Redskins got a great defense, man. You're having a bad game from Fitz.
Oh, the best.
And you don't have to even kill Fitz's thing. You know, a lot of the thing is you can't just sub in Heinicke because if he starts
Young's
getting hot.
Young's going to be an animal.
But if Heinicke, you sub him in, he starts getting hot, it's over. You know, now you got a quarterback controversy and all that. With Cam, you can just sub him in for a series or a couple plays or a package and change your whole offense. And if he doesn't want to come in, like you said, Rivera knows him really well. If he has a real sit-down and says, look, is this something you want to do? And Cam says no, then kick rocks. But he's not going to have a lot of opportunities to actually play. And I think that's a great opportunity.
You might be right because they do know each other. I mean, they obviously
– Is Cam a good backup quarterback? Does he fit that mold? No.
I mean, I don't think he's a good quarterback.
He's either going to be smarter than Tim Tebow was and convert now before his career is literally over. Or he's going to do the right thing and go help the Redskins try to win something as a weapon, not a quarterback, as a weapon. Tight end, fullback, quarterback, whatever you want to call him, you know, be a weapon. Go play offense.
Hey, they said today that there was a poll taken that Tom Brady's the sixth. So funny. When he retires one day, that he's the sixth best quarterback in the NFL right now. Guess who the five were in front of him? You'll get two of them.
Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen.
Yep, that's three.
Who am I forgetting? That's four.
Guess who was in front of him? Dak Prescott.
And then probably one other, right?
I'm on the drive. You got one drive to go win it all. Let's put Brady on the bench and give me Dak Prescott.
Oh, no, I'm going to take Brady every time.
Give me Josh Allen over
take Brady.
Take
Brady over Mahomes, one drive.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, come on.
I'll take Brady over.
Tell you what, when he retires, Brady, he's going to look up and say, I mean, it didn't matter what he done. 9 Super Bowls, 18 championship games. It's just like even this year, people are like, oh, I think Tampa. No one's even talking about Tampa. It's going to be this team. It's going to be that. I love it if I'm Tampa. They're going to absolutely demolish your boys next Thursday.
Only three guys that I've watched enough personally, like, you know, watched enough. That I would say kid's life on the line type thing. You know, one drive.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Brady, Staubach, Romo. That's it. That's it.
I like that.
That's my three. Because guess what? Brady after 20 years? I've seen him so damn much, he might as well be a Cowboy. I've
You should reach out to Romo just because – and just say, look, I just want to know if we can be friends even a little bit. Just I need a friend. I love you so much, Romo.
I love you so much.
I do need to learn how to golf. I live in Myrtle. I just love you more than anything in the world, more than my own
family. I love comeback. You know what I love? Comebacks and game-winning.
You've always loved him since I've known you. I don't know what it is about him you loved. Might have been his attitude.
Seeing all the comebacks, man. That's also why I get sized for Brady.
I will say this about Romo. He's probably in the history of my life watching football, a quarterback that did more at times with less.
Right.
And got no love at times and had just most of the time no supporting cast on defense.
And Garrett is your coach.
And Garrett is your coach. Now, would he muck up at times, Romo? That's what killed him his whole career. At certain times, he would just make those. But overall, like you said, in certain games, hey, you need 30 points, just throw him. He was money. Now,
that's what's going to be the key this year in the NFL, by the way. All these guys are so talented and the game is so easy for the offense. It's really going to be which one's going to be the best in the clutch.
Are you ready for this? Really, this stat? West Virginia's at Maryland. I just happened to look this up. Guess how many times West Virginia's beaten Maryland? This line makes no sense. West Virginia's got a lot of guys back. West Virginia's beaten Maryland 9 out of the last 10 straight up, 7-3 against the spread. And Maryland got absolutely decimated in most of their games last year, just pummeled. And the line's only 3. How does that make sense?
Because it's an unknown. Neither of those.
How about your boys, Missouri, laying 14 right now to the chips? You love it?
Oh, I love Missouri. I love Missouri this year.
Does Michigan cover the 17 and a hook against Western Mich? That's a lot of points to give Western Mich.
I would lean toward no.
By the way, you talked about some transfer quarterbacks. There's been some nice moves this year that we haven't, and we'll talk about it as the year goes on because obviously we'll see. But like, I'm trying to think, like who did Texas Tech get? Texas Tech, they might have gotten the kid from Oregon. Texas Tech, they're playing Houston on Saturday. That spread, I think, is like 4.
Oh, well, Jack Cohen going to Notre Dame was a big one.
That's a huge one, man. Although, you're not a huge Cone fan, right? Or Cohen, whatever.
I'm not a huge Notre Dame guy. I feel like everybody always.
Okay, well, they play Fresno State. I'm sorry. They play Florida State. Notre Dame does on, I believe, Sunday night. Guess who the quarterback of Florida State is?
Oh, stud. Love him. Now, I do like him, Mackenzie Milton.
You think he's going to come back after? That's a brutal injury he got.
Why I like him. Well, I like that story. Yeah, I hope he does. I mean, I love college football. It's the best thing in the world. I mean, I hope he does come back.
The big game, I think the Monday night game is Louisville at Ole Miss.
That's one I'm looking forward to watching.
I can't wait to watch that game. I know. You know why?
There's so much unknown this year. I don't know if there's ever – you tell me, you've been doing it longer than me. Is it – I mean, I'm sure you've seen other years like this, and it might be because of COVID and because of the transfers and the paying the players and everything.
No, there's never been a time what you're saying, because we've never had the transfer portal like this. Now it is the Wild West. It's just go in there and go play right away. Peace with the COVID.
Yeah. It makes opportunities for guys like us, but it also makes it challenging.
Guys rolled out just a few months ago and just switched schools and became the quarterback by default at some places just because they transferred. And you're like, what? That dude was over there last year. Now he's here. There's so many of them, you lose track.
Is Ole Miss going to play any defense this year?
I think they were going to be better on defense. I think it had to
be better.
Had to be an emphasis. I think Ole Miss is going to be a surprise team this year, actually.
Could they be worse on defense?
No, they can't be worse. Now, they're laying 9, but I'm not a huge I'm not as big a Cunningham guy for Louisville as you are.
I like Cunningham, but the thing is, Hawkins, their running back, was the guy, and he just got cut from an NFL team recently. I can't believe it. I thought he'd make a squad.
And he can't go back to Louisville.
No, can't.
Can't do it.
But if he could, he'd be money. He was the real key to that team last year.
What about we talked a little bit last. So, any games – that we really haven't touched base on where you've looked at the lines and you're like, you know what? I'm all in on this one now. Cause you're going to have your own play. Like, I believe I know you took it in the ass on that $1,000 on that fight, but that wasn't a football game.
Right.
You did not play any of the games this weekend. Last weekend. I know you're playing some this week. I know you're going in on probably Thursday night.
Probably.
That's Ohio State.
Because I think it's a double banger.
Yeah, that's what you said the other night. You said it was a double banger.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to call it, and I'm going to just stick with it instead of overthinking it.
Right. What is tell people what a double banger means.
A double banger is the best thing in the world. It's better than sex. It's better than drugs. It's better than rock and roll. It's when you bet the first half line of a game like that one, which I'm trying to find the first half because it's changing.
I believe it's going to be. Don't tell me. I'm going to say
it was 9.5. I thought. No, I thought it was 9.5 when I.
Oh, well, that's crazy.
I thought it was. That's what I mean. It was kind of a tricky line.
That's too high. I mean, they'll probably.
Now I can't even find it. They don't even have it out now again. See, that's what I mean. So, either way, it's where you blindly bet the first half number. So, in this case, Ohio State laying the points in the first half. And then no matter what, and you have to commit to this now before the game. I'm going to blindly take the second half line on that same team with all the money I just had plus what I won on that bet. So if you bet 100, you get back 190.
It's 38-3 at halftime, people. Whatever. It's your first half. You know you're going to cover the game because you're also going to do it for the game. That's why it's the double banger.
Really,
it could call it.
No, the double banger is first half and second half.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, but triple, but no, I don't. No, I don't.
Oh, you don't.
No.
Okay.
Because when you that in my mind, when you try to double bang it, it's you got to commit to if you're going to invest X amount.
No for the game. You just
no for the game because that defeats the purpose. Because if the game hits, you know, if you feel that great about it.
Right. So you're going to say you're going to do first half in Ohio State, all of the winnings. The second half line comes out. It's 31-3 at halftime double Ohio banger. State. Double all of banger. It minus 3.5. All of it goes.
Will I do that? No, I'll probably just do the game at 13.5. But. Right. I'm going to give it out to the peeps as a double banger because I know most of my guys, I love them to death. They're betting $50 on the game. Well, I it's worth the risk for that type of wager to get, let's call it $90 back at halftime, roll the 90 into 180 or 170, whatever it'll be, and then look at your wallet and be like, wow, that was like, because for them, you know, it's for anybody, it's like picking two games. It's like you hit a two-team parlay, but you only had to watch and sweat one game. It really feels pretty silly.
Are you on now? Notebook wagering's three plays. I'm gonna give them out right now.
One is good. I do well. Interesting. I want to see the Ole Miss one.
Here's who they have notebook wagering this week on their lines. They have Ole Miss -9. That's the Monday night game. They have NC State on Thursday night.
I do love that. It's like they listen to our show.
18.5. Wow. You know, it's hard to do that right out of the shoot. I mean, they could destroy South Florida.
Not for me. It's not. South Florida, you talked about it a lot. Don't
I know they're going to be.
Don't, listen, if we're going to do this shit with them all year, I can't have this from you. I can't have the patent on the ass. You said last week that South Florida might be worse than the fake high school.
Well, how is that patting them on the ass if I said that?
Well, because now you're saying, oh, you can't lay. You're trying to give them props. Say, oh, you can't lay the 18.
What do you mean? They're laying the 18.
That's my point.
They're taking NC State.
Yeah, but you're trying to, you know, just be straight up.
You know I don't you like that one. I'm not going to do the game. I don't love that game as an opening number. I can see them hammering them, but that's not one of my picks. And the last pick they have is Wisconsin -4.5 right out of the gate on Saturday morning at home against Penn State. Three favorites, Wisconsin, NC State, Ole Miss. Those are their plays. We have to come back with three plays that are different. Now, it's too bad it's not next because I can tell you boys next week, I'm going to give you one of my plays right now next week. The Donkeys, because Denver's going to whoop ass on the Giants. I love this guy. I love it so much.
It does feel that way.
Oh, no, they just are. I've got such a tingle in my nutsack on that one that there's just no – there's the Giants win that game, I'm just going to be floored, actually. No Barclay. The perfect quarterback, the defense jazzed up. Come on, man. Anyway.
Barkley slipped so far in a draft I did. I couldn't.
Well, why wouldn't he? He might not be back for 2 or 3 weeks.
It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it.
By the way, and then we'll get into some more college. Think about how much the NFL has changed, what I'm about to tell you, just this year. Like, now it's official. They got rid of Minshew. Right now it's official that Lawrence, he's just going to start all year. There's no games with Urban Meyer with him, right? Look at all these young quarterbacks. You've got the kid, you know, Lance is going to play a lot.
Who's going to be rookie of the year?
Najee.
Guaranteed. All right. Well, then that means none of the – let me tell you something. We saw that in the MVP. You see it. It makes me sick to my stomach. Henry, 2,000 yards. We've gone over it.
Oh, I know, but the
so Jack, not, that means if Najee wins it, what does that mean?
All the quarterbacks did doo-doo.
Or none of them were, like, you know, really outstanding.
Well, they're not going to be because the Jaguars have a terrible offensive line and Goldilocks is going to get pummeled this year. Okay, that's a fact. They're so not a good
Matt
team.
Matt Jones wins the
Now, he might be the best of all the quarterbacks.
Well, what about when he wins the division?
This year, right. I believe they have a legitimate – they said the other day – now, I didn't watch it, obviously, but it's the day that Scam was out, one of the practices, and he ran the whole thing. He got to throw 500 extra balls, which is really why Cam Newton got cut. They said he almost – it was almost scary to some of the people that he – how Brady-like he looked running it with such authority, calmness, and perfection. See, he's really, really smart, too. He's a very smart kid, and – he just grasped this and he worked his ass off in the offseason to grasp this stuff. But he's actually, because of the offense that Belichick wants to run this year, I'm telling you, out of all the quarterbacks, he's in the best position because their defense is going to be better and they're going to be able to run the ball and just let him not make mistakes. Buffalo better not take it for granted this year. Just saying.
Buffalo didn't do the right moves in the offseason, but.
So anyway. Any other college games where we haven't really talked about them, but you're like, I've done a little work and these are my
plays. Yeah, Indiana money line at Iowa. I mean, I'm going to bet on Michael.
Have you checked to see if Penix is back? Because if he's back,
that line, there's no way that line would be +3 if he wasn't.
It's dropped a point. I really think Indiana's a good play on the money line too, but I really liked it at
Dude, he's definitely in. I already know he's in. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know why I'm checking.
I read up on it today anyway, but I was just seeing if you were doing your
homework. Yeah. Well, another one, I mean, we touched on a little bit, but I do think USC, the number's only 13.5 now. And this was kind of perfect, too.
It's dropping like a rock.
Yeah, I think we talked about that, too, where, you know, the line was going to get better if they did show up. And did you get – yeah, I like Missouri against Central Michigan. I don't like – you said Michigan was playing Western Michigan.
Michigan is at home playing Western Michigan.
Yeah, I don't want to mess with that one.
Hook.
I don't want to mess with that one. I got another one that you could easily see just turn into a slacking. Is Florida State Notre Dame. Florida State +7.5. That's the 5th, so that's actually a Sunday.
Yep.
But I mean, everybody listening is going to bet on that game and the Louisville Mississippi game. So if I had to pick those two games, I wouldn't pick those. I mean, those two games are just. I lean toward Mississippi a little bit just because they don't have.
I think offensively they're going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, I think they're going to be great.
But like you said, we have no clue. What they're in Louisville last year really let us down in a few spots. You and I,
their defense was terrible. I like the Ole Miss play. I would play Ole Miss like the other guy is. And then, you know, I'm anxious to see Florida State +7.5 at, you know, but I just think if I was being smart, I'd take Notre Dame. My heart wants to take Florida State because I just don't like Notre Dame.
Right.
But the rest of the lines, I mean, I'm going to look into them a little more, but
why do you think San Jose lines that's dropped 2 points?
Well, because they showed up last week.
I know, but that's a big drop. USC at home, the big Trojans.
Yeah, I mean, hey, everybody's going to bet on the Alabama-Miami game.
You know what I think is going to happen in that game?
Stay close for a little bit and then pulls away?
Just hammer them at the end. Just King makes some mistakes. Miami lost a lot of guys on defense.
Defense, they did.
And guess who else?
Might not work out
guess
well.
Who has everybody back on defense except for one or two? Clemson.
The team they're playing?
No, Clemson.
Oh, Clemson, yeah.
Clemson's got 9. Lost a lot on offense now. But they do get Ross back, who's a stud.
Well, guess what? The problem with Clemson, and I love them, they lost their top corner, and their DBs that are returning are an issue, a liability.
Right. Oh, of course they are. They let you go. They let you get behind them.
They're not a liability on every game on the schedule except for the one that's always most important, like this one, like the game where you play Georgia and you play.
Right, huge.
They can't. I mean, they just
can't. Against South Carolina State, the game you're going to go to next week.
Oh,
they'll show up. Lock them down, baby. They'll lock them down. But
and my little 9-year-old won't have a clue that they're playing some nubby team. He's going to think they're the best in the world. I'm going to love it. Can't wait to see the stadium. So psyched to see the stadium. It's going to be awesome.
Do you have tickets already?
Oh, yeah. 5.5-hour drive, baby. And you know I'm going to get there in town, nestled up to a TV somewhere, rolling it on Ohio State to pound Oregon.
Right.
And
they will pound Oregon next week.
And
so
other than that, next week's the worst slate ever.
Well, that doesn't matter.
As far as just a viewing pleasure, I mean, I'm sure I'll have a bunch of fatties, but.
Any other games in college that you say, man, this has really got my attention? Any of the Cincinnati,
the LSU UCLA game? Okay. Huge.
Who wins it? Who wins the game? Does UCLA LSU. Go? Does old Ed go 1-0-1 to start the year? And
I don't know.
Gumbo.
I'd probably go LSU. I really like their quarterback this
referees,
year.
Referees, fuck us.
What do you think?
I think that UCLA is going to get them.
You do?
I do. Yeah.
Well, then I think I love UCLA, LSU now.
I think UCLA gets them.
If that's how you really feel, then I love LSU now.
Yeah.
I like Max Johnson a lot.
I do like Max Johnson, though. But I just think that UCLA.
Don't you think the other guys, like let's say Max Johnson outplays the quarterback at UCLA. Oh. Are they going to – the guys around them going to be worse than UCLA supporting cast? Doubtful.
No, doubtful. And so, Max Johnson could – look, Max Johnson showed some shizzle last year. He's legit. Oh,
for sure. Like I said, Dorian over there is late to the party, and you were worried about –
I just think if UCLA lose – like you come and you lose that game, God.
That might be. I might have to give out the LSU the more I think about it because you said I know the quarterback didn't play well last week. He showed up late, had all these issues. Max Johnson's not going to have issues. Max Johnson's been studying his ass off and working hard as he can to get to the NFL like every other quarterback in college.
Right.
But
roll
I just
it
think I got a tingle now. Number
he's
seems
rolling
low
it.
At three.
It is. That does seem low.
That does seem low.
It's a little scary to me. The other game I really like we touched on it last week, I'm got to take Nevada plus the points. I think you can get
that's
it at 3.5 or 4.
About.
I just think they'll come out and play with California. I think they got everybody back and maybe they'll get worked. I don't know if I'm giving it out. We'll have to find out in about 5 minutes.
I think the
minutes.
Most disrespectful line by far is UTSA.
Yep.
University of Texas San
catching
Antonio,
a boatload
going to Illinois. How much do you think they're catching?
6.
Unbelievable.
Was that right?
I mean, yeah, and I just think it shows you where the bookmakers believe Nebraska's at, apparently.
Correct. And it shows you because UT
because that game wasn't close, and that was with the backup quarterback. I mean,
but the backup quarterback's in. I think Peter separated his.
Yeah, I get that. But my thing is just to see how dominant
I know
the defensive line they were. Martinez actually made some plays.
He did.
It was just that nobody blocked.
No, but for UTSA on the road, going into Illinois, yes, they had some good moments last year, UTSA, but I just think Illinois got some momentum from that game. I think they're going to be able to run the ball a little bit on UTSA because
I would hope so.
Right, well, they were able to run the ball some on Nebraska, and I think they're going to be able to run the ball on UTSA. No way I'm taking
have a letdown. I don't know why people would think that they're going to have a letdown. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Wisconsin, Penn State, huge game right out of the chute.
Yeah, but that's the worst game to bet on. I'd take Wisconsin too, but I mean that's
oh, you know what other one I'm getting a good vibe on?
I wouldn't bet on that game.
I think Carolina hammers Votek now. Got a little vibe on that. I think they step up.
Doesn't everybody?
I don't know. Must not because the line's not moving.
There's a lot of interesting games this week, way more than the second week, so enjoy it this week, boys. The next one.
Yeah, but the next week is where Skippy shines because that's when Poo Poo Central plays each other. And
yeah, that is true.
Overs!
Stanford, bet the Kansas over. State. There's some cool games to watch.
Anything in the NFL you want to touch base on before we give out the fatties?
Oh, I think it's the opposite of – it's really the opposite of college where the – you know, college I feel like is so unpredictable the first week.
I love the NFL this week. So I love the NFL in week one.
I think there was less change for me as far as rosters and things like that than ever this year for NFL. A lot of guys, I don't know if it was the COVID, I don't know what it was about free agency, but a lot of the rosters aren't as drastically changed as they are. The quarterback changes are significant, but the overall rosters keeping up with everything, not as hard this year at all. I don't know why.
I mean, like I said, week one is going to be interesting. You're going to find out a lot about, you know, I mean, did the Jags beat the Texans right out of the shoot in week one? Probably hammer them.
They should. I mean, if you're going to bet on the Jags, that's the week to do it. I hate that ETN is out, but I will have live actual cash on the Jags on the road as a favorite, and I'll probably lose money because that just sounds stupid, but – again, we talked about it before. If you think, like most people do, the Texans are going to be the worst team in the NFL, when are you going to be able to get them at a better price than right now? Right. Even if the Jags are the second worst team. Most people, experts, so to speak, believe that Houston is going to be by far the worst team. So take that for what it's worth. I think the guy I'm really – I'll tell you who I'm big against. I think Zach Wilson's going to suck. I don't care what he's done in the preseason. I'm going to ride against the Jets all year and see how that plays out. I just don't believe in that kid.
They are week one at Carolina catching 4.
Who do you think the worst teams is? That, I mean,
against Sam Darnold.
who do you think when you look at the That's draft funny. Next year is going to be number 1, 2, and 3?
The worst three teams in the NFL are probably going to be – you got to feel pretty good that I think the Eagles could be in there. This could be in any kind of order because they might. The Eagles are going to really be a bad football team because I just don't think Hurts is ready yet. And I just don't think they have a great supporting cast around them on top of that. And I think the NFC East is going to be brutal. But I don't know if they'll be one of the worst teams or not. I mean, we know the Texans are going to be putrid. I'm going to tell you another team who I think because of the coaching staff and because of the decision they just made to start Andy Dalton, the Bears are going to be really bad this year. They have a horrible team to begin with. They have an absolutely paper-thin doo-doo offensive line. Dalton couldn't be a worse pick for that. I know why he's doing it, but he's going to get – I mean, eventually, look, Nagy's getting fired anyway, so I'm not even sure. Well, he is. I mean, he just – why would you start Dalton? I get it. He's probably protecting Fields because he's just going
to
get killed.
I think it's more egregious to start David Montgomery. That cat right. – I mean, that cat –
another
has,
one. They have almost
he's
no –
he's stealing money, that cat. I just – he's just
– I agree. They have almost no – for the Bears, like if you're a Bear fan, you just can't even believe your life right now how bad
you're
going to be.
You're starting Jason Peters at left tackle from the Eagles.
Right.
Jason
right.
Peters, that's as old as you.
Right. Right.
Crazy.
Right. He's in his 50s.
They're going to suck.
Yeah, they're going to suck.
On offense. The worst part is their defense is just as talented as the Redskins.
Texans will be brutal. You know.
That's a shame, though. The Bengals are going to sleep. You sleep on the Bears' defense. Eddie Jackson, they got.
No, I know, but they're going to be on the field so much.
They got the best draft pick last year to me in the second round, Jalen Johnson. He's already proven he's just going to be a great.
They're
going to
be so frustrated, though. It's hard when you're a good defense.
You saw that with them last year at times.
That's what I'm saying. So I just think they're going to be worse. I think the Bengals are going to be horrible again because I just think it's their division's going to be brutal.
You don't think the Falcons are going to be at home?
They'll be
and Kyle Pitts will have 130 yards and a touchdown, and you know I just think
man,
the
I ain't
fatty hotline. The
Look,
fatty
hotline. Fatty hotline's ringing. The fatty hotline's ringing. It's time for the fatties,
it is
boys.
Crazy.
It's
there.
Time for the fatties. You give them. You ready to give? What's your best? You give your best play, and then I'll give my best play. And then we'll agree on the play we like together. And there's our three plays.
I thought we were doing them on a separate video.
No, we have to do it on the podcast. Well, then, that's why people get sized on the podcast.
I'll roll it with Ohio State minus the 13.
Right out of the chute. That's one of our plays.
Banger. I mean, I'm not going to overthink it.
You ain't going to overthink it.
I don't think Minnesota necessarily will be, you know, I don't think this will make their season or break their season. I think they could get pummeled by Ohio State and have a great season this year. But I don't think 14 is that much in that game. I think it starts out that way and you're worried. And then before you know it, you look up at halftime, they're up 10 or 13. And then by the end of the game, it's not even close.
Not even close.
No, I don't think so.
So you like that one?
Yeah, because it's been how many years now? Two, maybe 3 years now. We always look at each other and say, Alabama and Ohio State, specifically in the first half, just absolutely cover.
Right.
Got to be 75%, literally.
Right, and Bama is laying 18.5, so that means that first half is going to be about, which it's not out yet, but it'll be about 10.5.
Crazy part is you have no idea who you want to give out right now.
Oh, yeah.
Let alone who you – all right. Well, who is your absolute number one? Don't lie. Who is your absolute number one play?
Nevada plus 4.
Oh, okay, cool. I like that one then. You've been talking about –
I'm going to take Nevada plus the 4 and see what happens. Yeah, I just think that they'll keep it close. They might find a way to win the game, but I like it.
Ask me.
Then we have to come up – what's our together pick, the one we like, together?
We don't usually like anything. Like, for example, I hate that Nevada pick. because I just think that quarterback's overrated. Defense usually is pretty solid every year. I mean, it is what it is. If you're going to roll it, though, don't take the plus 3. You better give out the plus 135, baby. No,
take the 4.
All right. Well, I know we both think BYU is going to pound Arizona, but I don't want to give that out.
Nope.
Well,
LSU.
I know you like overs.
No. We're going to do, because we both like this team, we're going to take LSU to beat UCLA.
I love that. I'll give that. That's it. That's the one right there. Right.
That's the one we're going to play. We're going to play because, like I was saying.
I just don't like, so we're either going to take it at 3.5 or 2.5. I'm not going to do, no pushes this year. You're either a winner or a loser.
We'll take it at 3.5.
Am I allowed to give out a bonus one? Because I really want to – I want to take 2 13-point favorites and look back on this and say, what was I thinking?
Who's the other one? Because I might
– You don't like that. No. We'll go head-to-head on that. You take San Jose State plus 13.5.
Yeah, I can't go with you on USC. Although
13.5 is where it's at. You like San Jose, right?
Yeah, I would take the points.
All right, that's our head-to-head one then.
But I can see you. I will not be surprised if they beat him 44-21.
Oh, Starkle goes Darkle.
Yeah, because Starkle could have a lot of issues.
Well, dude, when you play for San Jose State and you roll into fucking Trojanville, you're looking around thinking, damn, I got to score literally every drop.
All right, so for the third
play. You know how bad he's going to play when he rolls up into the Coliseum? Terrible.
Recap it. What's the third play? We have to give the third play. We got Nevada plus 2.
We're going to do 2.5.
No, because you got to buy that down.
I see it at 101, though, minus 3 on here. It's only 101. So,
right.
I mean, that's not really true. If you buy it, like mine is, let me see, if you buy it down.
I think we'll take LSU.
It's minus 119. I'd rather. Let me tell you this way. If we're going to take 3.5, I want the plus 114 if we're doing it that way this year. I want the plus 114.
What is the line on the thing? Two,
it's 3, but three. I'm not doing – I don't want
to – Okay, so we're going to buy it down to 2.5 then, period.
Deal.
That's what we'll do. So that's our line. We're going to take LSU minus 2.5. We're going to take Ohio State minus 13. And we're going to take Nevada plus 4. Those are our –
You're going to take Nevada money line like a man.
No. On the picks, I'm taking Nevada.
3.5. Only need 3.5.
Okay. Then 3.5.
I see it at 3 on one book, so take 3.5.
Okay. 3.5. Those are the 3 plays.
At USC.
Now – will I give some of the players a different play? Because I do like a couple.
Oh, I'm giving out I'm giving out so many. I'm going to go 23-3 this week. I mean, I'm giving out so many plays. Wait till Saturday comes around. The kids won't be here. It's just going to be me. My girl said it's a business day. I got to work on Saturday. I'm staying home all day, and all I'm doing is going to throw this T-shirt on with nothing else on. That's it. Just a T-shirt and give out winners all day.
I love it.
Peace.
Later. Pew.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.